This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A new $150 million business development is expected to bring about 1,300 jobs to Illinois. City officials in Havana have approved agribusiness and energy projects for the Havana Industrial Park. Integrated Biorefining Corporation is scheduled to break ground this spring at the site, which is located about 45 miles southwest of Peoria. The company says an aquaponics facility will combine hydroponics, or growing plants without soil, with conventional agriculture and will market 20 million pounds of fish annually. The energy project will retrofit locomotive engines to make them more fuel efficient and reduce emissions. Economic Development Director Ron Hills says this project is not only good for the Havana community, but is significant enough to benefit the entire region. A coalition last week filed a petition in a U.S. appeals court to review the renewable fuel standard. The groups are asking the courts to review the EPA's renewable fuel standard volumes for 2014 to 2016, which were announced last year after the EPA proposed significant drops in the volumes. Reuters reports the groups representing biofuels manufacturers and corn and sorghum farmers intend to challenge the EPA's authority to set requirements for volumes of biofuels required to be used below levels set by a 2007 law. The groups in the coalition include the Biotechnology Innovation Organization, Americans for Clean Energy, American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy, the National Corn Growers Association, National Sorghum Producers, and the Renewable Fuels Association. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's 75th annual meeting is set for next Thursday, January 21st, starting at 6 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center. The meeting will open with dinner catered by Milanus' Catering of Hillsboro and will be followed by an informational meeting and election of three directors to the Soil and Water Conservation District Board. The evening will also include a presentation by the World Bird Sanctuary of St. Louis. The presentation is entitled Raptor Awareness and will feature birds of prey, including falcons, hawks, owls, and vultures. There will even be a bald eagle present. Tickets for the event are $10 apiece and can be purchased by visiting or calling the Soil and Water Conservation District office at 217-532-3610, extension 3. Coming up next, we'll have information for you about a crop insurance meeting after these messages. Farm Credit Illinois is hosting crop insurance winter meetings this month in several locations. Jerseyville Farm Credit crop insurance specialist Dane Staten has information about when the meetings are taking place and what you can expect to learn if you attend.
We have the first one coming up Thursday here on January the 15th. It's going to be out at the Magnuson Grain Hotel there off of I-55. And that's going to be a breakfast meeting starting at 8 and going until around 10 with breakfast provided. And then we will also conduct pretty much the same meeting for our Jerseyville, Jersey County territory on January the 20th here at the Jerseyville Farm Credit Office. And that will be a lunch meeting starting at 11:30 with lunch provided also.
Dane says the main focus of the meetings is to educate producers and members about utilizing their crop insurance year-round and to discuss what agriculture economics have in store for the future.
We really see this as a more of an educational meeting, just trying to really familiarize the producers and our members out there that carry crop insurance and try to have them utilize their crop insurance all year round, have them understand their policy and have their policy work for them more or less all year round and not just something that they sign up for on March. You know, we'll go into the basics of the policy, how they work for an RP or even the old GRIP policy or now ARP policies. So we'll go and try to tell them or try to educate them on the full policies that we can provide them, but also educate them on agriculture altogether. We'll have Glenn Simple from Farm Credit there. He is our commercial lending ally, and he's going to be talking about kind of global economics and what agriculture has coming down the pipeline, what he's read and seen. And we'll also be hearing from at the Magnuson, we'll be hearing from ADM, and they'll be telling us a little bit about their marketing platforms and I guess what to expect from a grain sales aspect and where they think marketing is going to be.
The meetings are open to the public, and anyone who would like to learn more about crop insurance is invited to attend.
These meetings are going to be open to the public. Anybody that's willing and wanting to know a little bit more about their crop insurance policies and the options out there, a little bit on what last year's claims were like, and also we're going to be conducting kind of a ARC PLC 2015, kind of what happened in 2015, why did we not get a payment, and then I guess maybe what to expect or kind of the outlook for 2016 too. So yeah, like you said, it's open for all the general public that wants to come out and kind of know a little bit more about crop insurance.
In regards to the ARC and PLC payments, Dane says they will be providing some insight as to what you can expect to see for payments in 2016.
We've been running some projections here in the office with some of our current customers, and in regards to last year's corn yield being as low as maybe what we're expecting in the 150 area, we are seeing the possibility of some ARC County corn payouts here in this territory, especially in the Macoupin, Green, Jersey counties, and a lot of those payouts are pretty substantial. So whenever you do meet with your crop insurance agent or come to the meetings, we'll get a little bit more in depth with some thoughts and some preliminary numbers to keep in mind, and then hopefully you can leave with a little bit more insight as to what to maybe expect or what could be on the forefront for those ARC County elections that you did last year at this time.
Also being discussed at the meetings will be crop insurance claims. Dane says one of the biggest differences they saw from 2014 to 2015 is yield.
Obviously, comparing 2014 and 2015, there's really one big drastic difference, and unfortunately that's the yield. That we were seeing from county yield of 200 bushel an acre in 2014. Now we're 2015. I don't want to really put a number out there without knowing for sure what the county's going to come out with, but pretty drastically under that 200 bushel average was 15th corn yield. Maybe around somewhere around that 150 area if you want to think, I guess, optimistically. And the problem with that was is the prices stayed relatively the same, even with 200 bushel corn and with 150 bushel corn. So last year was a pretty heavy corn claim year in this territory. And in my territory is Macoupin, Jersey, Green, Calhoun, and it was pretty widespread in terms of corn. On the flip side, the beans in some cases were some of the best yields we've seen so far on the bean side. So beans did pretty good. Unfortunately, the price wasn't there for those either, but we were very heavy on the corn side.
Dane Staton, crop insurance specialist for Farm Credit Illinois in Jerseyville. The first meeting will be held this Thursday, January 14th at 8 a.m. at the Magnuson Grand Hotel just off of Route 108. And the next meeting will be held on January 20th at 11:30 a.m. at the Farm Credit office in Jerseyville. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.